And welcome back on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM, both proud members of the Husker Radio Group. Glad to welcome in for the first time as the Interim Chief of Police for the City of North Platte, Steve Reeves. Chief Reeves, good to see you in the studio again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the promotion again, Interim Chief of Police. We talked to you a few months ago as the Deputy Chief of Police, a position that you held for about 2 years, right?
Two and a half years.
Okay. And you have now held every position within the North Platte Police Department. And I've joked on the air with former Chief Hudson before, and I've even joked, I think, with Officer Elder, too. You're kind of like a North Platte historian, too, especially for the police department at this point, Steve.
Well, it sure doesn't seem like it's been 33 years. It went by awful fast. But, yeah, I have served at every rank now that the department has. And then we have them split up between the patrol division and the criminal investigation division. So at several of those ranks, I served in both capacities.
Kind of a historian because you've been through the department for so long. How many individuals are still on with the department when you hired on, Steve?
Oh, my. Not too many.
Putting you to the test.
we were talking about, well, when I first hired on, we had badge numbers that they reassigned. But I think somewhere in there, we started about 25 when we got a computer system, and we're at about 115, I think, right now. So a lot of people have come and gone.
And speaking of the computer system, that's been a big task that you've kind of overhauled within the past year. We know that former Chief Hudson brought that up quite a bit in our monthly chat with the chiefs, that you were really heavy in working on this potential mobile system that has been evolved over at Adams Middle School, right?
Yeah, two different projects there, actually. So we had a backup 911 center. We didn't have a backup 911 center. So with some COVID grant money, we applied and got a two-position center that the school system was graciously allowed us to occupy an office over there. So we had the resources to kind of integrate with their technology and make everything work over there at the school. Then we had our records management system and our computer-aided dispatch. The vendor gave us notice about 18 months ago that they were end-of-lifing their product and to start shopping for a new one. So we spent about a year looking, and we went live with that product the end of August, and we're still sorting out some problems, but it's getting better. We have much better luck with it and not so many problems week to week now.
And those have been a couple of projects that have been your brainchild, right, Chief Reeves?
Yep. Both of those. The backup 911 center just came out of a sudden realization that we had no way to separate our staff. We have four primary positions all in one room there at the police department. And as COVID took off, we had plenty of equipment, but didn't have the ability to separate those people. So that's kind of why we applied for the grant funding. We received it, and we have that all set up. We've been using it about once a month just to make sure the equipment all works, just in case we have to use it full time.
A good plan B to have for the City of North Platte, but also for our surrounding areas too that utilize the 911 system.
Yep, we dispatch for all the first responders in Lincoln County, and then the City of Gothenburg Police and Fire. So we needed the ability to talk with them on the radio and set off their paging systems and things like that, and we can do that all from a remote site now.
And speaking of things in the classroom, I know that there were some DARE graduations recently and more coming up with Officer Elder and Officer Johnson, right?
Yep. They're working hard amongst many other job duties. Matt's got Santa Cop going now, and we're trying to get the graduation, DARE graduations all complete. So I think in the next week or so, we'll have gone through all the schools that participated in the DARE program this year, and then we'll start over in January with the other half.
Awesome. And Chief Reeves, for those that are listening, can you give us the Reader's Digest on what the DARE program is?
Well, it started, and it's kind of changed a little bit. It's supposed to give kids the ability, the thinking ability to resist drugs, not just going in and telling them don't use drugs. It's supposed to give them some tools that they can use in a social setting to avoid being pushed into using drugs when they don't want to. With prescription drugs becoming more of a problem, the DARE program changed a couple of years ago, and we had the option to implement a prescription drug lesson as well for those things that are laying around the house that may appear safe on the surface because they come from a doctor, but aren't unless they're prescribed to you by the doctor. So it's kind of changed over the years.
I think it's a great opportunity, too, for the nation's youth to interact with a police officer who most of the time's in uniform and get to see their personality a little bit, interact with them personally outside of a high-pressure situation and realize that they're just as human as the rest of us.
We're glad that the school system still supports the DARE program because that is a plus for the police. We can get in there at a young age and have a positive interaction. You know, not that all of our interactions are negative, but a lot of the times they are. And so this gives us a positive interaction with the kids at an early age.
And not that they're necessarily negative interactions either all the time. Sometimes it's just high-pressure situations where there's not a lot of time to socialize or to mingle. Situations where focus is required 100% from officers on the scene.
Yeah, and we're kind of short-staffed and never had a lack for calls, too, so we have to get in, get the problem taken care of, and get on to the next one.
And speaking of the short staff, there's going to be a little bit of relief with that. We were talking a little bit off the air, have some graduation ceremonies that are going to come this week for new potential members of the City of North Platte Police Department.
We do. This morning, I'll be traveling to Grand Island. Officer Scott Miller will be graduating from the training center later this morning. Then we have two people that we've brought on that will be attending the Nebraska Law Enforcement Training Center basic training in January. They'll graduate in April. And then we're hoping to have two more to take their place at the end of April, 1st of May, whenever that next training session starts.
And I see, too, there's been a promotion within the department as of recent.
There has. We had a retirement. Jim Adey retired after 30 years of service with us.
Wow.
And we promoted Officer Adam Charter to the rank of investigator. So we've lost a couple of people in our criminal investigation division this year. Investigator Adey, Investigator McNeil lost about 60 years of experience there. So we'll be rotating some of those younger guys through and get them up to speed.
And folks have probably noticed on our Crime Stoppers updates, too, that Officer Elder has now been promoted to Investigator Elder.
He has. We promoted Matt. We had some obligations, so we want him to complete the DARE program and the SRO at Adams Middle School, but later this year we'll probably be looking for Matt's replacement, and Matt also will be going to our Criminal Investigation Division eventually.
Mick, for a smooth transition, though, with Investigator Elder still in the building, willing to help. And it's a position, too, that you yourself have helped out with from time to time, too. When I first started here at the radio station, Chief Reeves, I know that you were coming in and doing the Crime Stoppers reports weekly.
Yeah, I was the Crime Stoppers coordinator for about a year by default, only because we were having manpower issues then.
Sure.
And couldn't get somebody moved into that position because we needed them in a patrol car, but we do what we have to do until we get the positions replaced.
And that you had fun with that position, though, and still have fun. I know that the Crime Stoppers board met in November, and you stopped by the meeting for old time's sake.
I did stop by and say hi. Officer Elder was out of town that day, so I told him I'd stop by and make an appearance.
Again, we have Interim North Platte Chief of Police Steve Reeves joining us here on KODY, making the return of our monthly chat with the chief. Of course, Chief Hudson probably listening somewhere on a beach, and I've seen on social media too recently, Steve, he's kind of gone to the full retirement mode. He hasn't shaved for a little bit, kind of wearing some Hawaiian shirts even too. So I guess you get out of that uniform, you could go to the Hawaiian shirts, I guess must be the go-to.
We told him not to be sending us pictures and tormenting us, but that seems to be kind of a daily occurrence here lately.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me too much. Chief Reeves, we were talking a little bit ago. You mentioned the Santa Cop program that's going on. Investigator Elder, currently working diligently on that. For folks that haven't heard about Santa Cop before, can you tell us about some of its history with the City of North Platte Police Department?
Well, I'm not sure how many years we've been doing it, but it's been a long time. We usually have around 75 to 100 kids that we help every year. We have an application process. A few years back, we paired up with the Salvation Army so that we didn't duplicate services and people can make application over at the Salvation Army. Those applications are closed now, but we have 75 to 80 kids that we went shopping for on Sunday. So we'll be working to get all of those organized and wrapped and out to the families in the next couple of weeks.
Great program, and again, another opportunity for individuals to have interaction with our great law enforcement officers locally in a different situation and more of a relaxed environment.
It is. It's good for us, And I need to point out that all of this is funded by public donations. None of this comes from city funds, so people are gracious enough to donate money to allow us to administer the program and have a positive interaction with families.
Now, Chief Reeves, at the City of North Platte Planning Commission meeting in November, you were put on the spot by one of the commission members about the possibility of crime increasing here in the area as sustainable beef may be coming here to the City of North Platte. That's a conversation that was very hot, obviously, at the Tuesday City Council meeting, and a matter we discussed Wednesday with North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher. And this is an issue that is relatively new, but not something that is just being discussed now at the City of North Platte Police Department. I know that this is something that you've been in the groundwork on for over a year now.
We knew it was going to become our responsibility and our role in this project to see how it impacted other communities. So Chief Hudson visited one community. We were in touch with the law enforcement personnel and two others and didn't really find that any of them reported a significant impact as far as crime rates, just a general increase for police services because their population increased. And one of them was a small town, so they experienced a large increase in their population, so they struggled for just a little while, but none of it was really related to crime that the business brought with it.
And I think there are some similarities brought up to when the Walmart DC Center came in. You can remember better than I could that there was some potential concern about more law enforcement being needed out there. And I think that you or Chief Hudson has brought up on the program before that that's not the case, that anybody, rather it's yourselves with the North Platte Police Department, Sheriff's Department, or State Patrol, rarely respond to the DC. And if somebody does, it's something minor, a traffic incident in the parking lot by chance that is almost always just a minor collision.
Yep, and that's what most of these other communities reported. The things that they responded to were you know, parking lot accidents and things like that, not any significant crime wave that was brought on by an influx of employees with one particular business. They're just not seeing it.
And we won't ask you to speak on behalf of Sheriff Kramer, but he also said at the meeting that this is something that the county, in a way, has been preparing for with the expansion of the Lincoln County Detention Center, which officially came in effect within this past quarter as well.
Yep, they got that up and running here in the past month or so. I know they brought in some state prisoners, but they have increased capacity now for county prisoners if the need arises.
And, of course, the North Platte Police Department, a booking agency at the Lincoln County Detention Center as well, right?
Yeah, we're probably one of their bigger customers. But
unfortunately.
But they do have the responsibility of running the jail, so I don't envy Sheriff Kramer.
We know that there is a very good working relationship by the administration with the City of North Platte Police Department, Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. There's several times I know that you and Chief Deputy Kramer were working together as administrators with the respected law enforcement entities. And we know that Chief Hudson and Sheriff Kramer almost got along too well from time to time. But I would imagine with yourself in the role now, Chief Reeves, this is a great relationship that's going to continue for years and months to come.
We have a good working relationship with the sheriff and his department. We all have things that we have to do that are unique to our departments, but oftentimes the law enforcement end of things, we're doing exactly the same thing with exactly the same people. So we try to pair up and share resources, and if we're shorthanded, they're more than willing to help us out.
And as a lifelong citizen of Lincoln County, I love the fact that, the Sheriff's Department is willing to help out the police department if need be, if numbers are short or something's going on, and vice versa with the police department and the Sheriff's Department. It's not at all like the stuff you see on TV.
No, I'm not going to say that for some agencies that relationship doesn't exist. We're just fortunate enough here that we all get along so that we can provide the resources that are needed to keep the community safe. It's not good for anybody if you don't play well together.
You play too well almost with a fellow department head for the City of North Platte, too, Chief Thompson. Obviously, you and Dennis have worked together for quite a while, but a bit of a different role for you now as you both lead your respected agencies from the Public Safety Building.
We're both very busy here lately and both experiencing some of the same issues, personnel issues, and we've had some illness issues. So, we were just in touch with each other this morning talking about who had the most people missing at the time and how we were going to make everything work till we got everybody back in the seats they need to be in.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's great to have another department head that's in the same position that you are to bounce some things off of.
It is very helpful. When you have an issue, you can go down and get a second opinion right down the hallway.
Yeah. Very, very similar situations that you find yourselves into. And I would think that the departments have some differences, obviously, but have quite a bit of similarities in the way that the chief needs to run them.
There is. I mean, it starts with our 911 center. You know, we have the communication center for both departments, so we have a lot of things that we discuss as far as responses and calls and things of that nature. But yeah, there are a lot of similarities.
A lot of folks going to be getting out on the roadways, Chief Reeves, especially with the busy holiday travel. What advice would you give people out there listening that plan to do some traveling over the Christmas holiday, especially if weather becomes a factor as it may towards the end of the month?
That's always a big problem for us, and having the 911 center, we get all of the calls when accidents start on the interstate, and it really overloads our center quickly. Now, they do roll over to other centers in Dawson County and Keith County, but if we start getting ice and people going up and down the interstate that aren't used to driving under those conditions, it can really overwhelm us in a hurry. So we just ask people to take their time and be careful if it's inclement weather.
Absolutely. Go a little bit slower. Get there a little bit later, but if you get there safer, it's probably going to end up all right.
Yep. And you won't hurt anyone else in the process.
Yeah, or yourself potentially, too. Yep. And want to mention, too, as we get into this wintry weather season, Chief Reeves, snow emergencies may become a thing. There have already been some discussion about it within the past few weeks, it seems like. That will be your responsibility now to issue those snow alerts and snow emergencies for the city of North Platte, right?
Yeah, we'll coordinate with the street department and other entities before we put it out, but we are the ones that we just have the resources to quickly get that out to news agencies and the citizens. One thing about that, if you're parked on a snow emergency after it's been issued, you're going to receive a ticket. So we've had multiple things. I sleep at night. I didn't know. You know, there's always a host of reasons why people haven't got their cars moved. So anybody that is on a snow emergency needs to sign up for our Smart 911 because there's an option in there that you can receive snow emergencies. And when you sign up, you can get a text message, you can get a telephone call, you can get an email, or you can get all of the above. So
yeah.
When we put it out, if you've selected that you want the snow emergency notifications, you'll get them well ahead of the declaration of the snow emergency, and you can get your car off there and you won't get a ticket.
And you get all three of them at the same time, too. I can tell you from experience, I will answer my phone, put it on speaker, and as soon as I say hello, there's about two other dings that go off. So, in today's world, there's no excuse for it. And for some of our railroaders, maybe, that are going to go to sleep at 10 o'clock and not going to wake up until they get called out for work, you know what the weather's going to be. If there's any chance, just play it safe rather than sorry. Park it around the corner, park it in the driveway, do what you have to do because, like you said, Chief Reeves, you will be ticketed. There's zero tolerance on this. And I want to bring up, too, sometimes with the TV cops, you see there's a ticket quota that needs to be reached. And things like that do not apply to the City of North Platte Police Department, especially with those snow illegal parkings. Our officers do not want to get out of the nice warm car if they don't have to, but if they have to, they sure will.
They will, and we don't want to, so move your vehicles. If we don't write any tickets, that'll make you happy and us happy as well.
And nice and warm, too, because the heaters with the cars work real well, and they're blaring that time of the year.
That's right. They're not itching to get out and write any tickets if they don't have to.
Chief Reeves, another Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign beginning as well. The City of North Platte will be involved with this, it sounds like.
City of North Platte will. I know that Lincoln County routinely applies for funding as well, and the State Patrol is usually funded through the same grant process. It comes through a highway safety grant, usually about four times a year, centered around the holidays. So we will be participating in that this year. I think it runs the 17th through the first of the year. We asked for 200 hours of overtime and received it, so we'll have additional personnel out during the times that we see the most type of that activity. And just like the snow emergencies, if we didn't make a single arrest, it would be a success. So it's not that we want to go out and make arrests for DUI, but unfortunately, it happens.
Yep, zero tolerance from the City of North Platte Police Department. That's been the case long before either you or I were here.
There's a lot of options available today that weren't available 10 years ago, too, for transportation, so just do it safe.
Absolutely. Chief Reeves, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
No, we're just working hard with the staff we have, and we're looking for more people. We are taking applications, so if anybody has an interest in police work, give us a call. We'll answer your questions, and maybe we'll see an application from you.
And one thing I always forget, too, and I think it's kind of forgotten about, the chief of police for the city of North Platte oversees the animal control division as well. Folks could potentially apply for a vacancy there, or if there's folks thinking they might want to do some adopting for the holiday season, encourage them to check out our local center first.
We do have an animal control opening, animal control officer opening. The only position that we have fully staffed right now is the 911 center, knock on wood. So we have jobs available. Come visit us.
And for adopting over at the animal center, too, folks could call over. I think you could just stop over, too, if you want to do some visiting, right?
You can stop over. They have a doorbell. Again, they're short-staffed as well. But they would prefer that you make an appointment with them. So all of the animals that they have for adoption are up on the Facebook page. So take a look, and if there's something you're interested in, give them a call, make an appointment, and they'd be happy to let you in and have a look.
And they're very active on Facebook as well. Want to communicate that way.
They are. It's more active than the police department's page, but we have more people manning it, too. They have some volunteers over there that really help them out. So.
And the police department's page is a great resource to follow as well. Great to keep up on local things going on through our community. And snow emergencies will be posted on there as well, so another resource.
Yep, we'll put all the snow emergencies and any other emergency notification. We've had some, you know, missing kids, missing endangered people, things like that. And that's our go-to when we put out those rave alerts. We usually refer you to our Facebook page so we can get pictures and things like that up.
Sure. Well, Chief Reeves, we sure appreciate the time. Look forward to continuing our chat with the Chiefs in the new calendar year. In the meantime, a very Merry Christmas to you and everybody at the City of North Platte Police Department.
Thank you. I'm off to Grand Island.